Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
And Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
How's everyone? Did everyone have a lovely Thanksgiving? I guess there was a holiday a couple days ago.
It was good.
It was good. Busy, yeah. But it was good.
Yeah. Did you get your pumpkin pie or whatever?
We had pumpkin and pecan pie.
I like pecan pie.
I do too.
I like pecan pie a lot.
Although my sister-in-law brought the pumpkin pie, but she forgot the whipped cream and like wore the Cool Whip. So nobody really ate it.
I don't like pumpkin pie. What about you, Amanda? Are you a pumpkin pie person?
No, I mean, not really. There was pumpkin pie. I like a bite of my husband's piece, but yeah.
There was pumpkin pie.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. We were so full. We had so much food. Like I couldn't have eaten, even if there was something I wanted to eat, it was like it was stuffed.
You were stuffed. Fair.
Yeah. I honestly, I wore my stretchy pants as one does at Thanksgiving. And I still was like, this is uncomfortable.
Well, okay then. Okay. So on this episode of Buzzing About Romance, we are completely unhinged tonight, unscripted, no rules, no plans. This is an honor of Patreon member Karen F. She thought it would be hilarious if we came into an episode
unprepared
and just talked about books.
I said unprepared, but that's like 90% of the time.
I think we're often unprepared.
There's usually at least like a slight outline, but yeah. We have nothing tonight.
Because
literally
Becky
this is
made
the
a doc
doc.
And it says hello.
This is the doc, and here we go. It says hello, and here we go. But actually, we had planned all along for this to be kind of our bookish check-in, catch up on hot takes happening in the community. And boy, did the book community serve this week.
Don't they always?
It really does.
Honestly.
So before we came on, Mike was telling me that Hank Green was really mad because he had put up on a thread that they were having a special Cyber Monday sale, and a thread straight from him. And in it, he got maybe 20 likes, 30 likes. Okay. He got 30 likes. Then he goes over and he finds this AI video thing, and people are railing about it. And he underneath it goes, "This is the worst AI I've ever seen. But also, if you're interested, we're having a Cyber Monday sale." And it got something like 400 likes and 40,000 likes and like new traffic to his website, to their charity. And like, so this tells us that the algorithm absolutely awards the rage bait.
Yep. Oh, yeah. 100%.
So first, is there anything in the comments? If you are following along right now on the YouTube, feel free to tell us a topic you would like to see us talk about while we're in this. We're going to spend the next one whole 60 minutes, 1 hour, just chatting about this. And then we'll, you know, Michael's dying and laughing.
He's laughing at us.
He is, because words are really hard for me right now. Like, anyway.
You've had a long week.
It's been a week, but it's okay. Everything is great. Everything is fine. Yeah. Everybody's safe, healthy, and happy. And, you know, I like a little extra chaos with some dressing. Why not, right?
A little extra.
Okay, everyone's talking about Hank Green. And that they got in trouble with the knitters recently. He made the fiber artists angry. Like,
they're easy to anger, though, to be honest.
Like, there were pitchforks and bonfires outside his house, I think.
I mean, you ask Lindsay. Sometimes knitters be crazy.
I mean, you know the scene in Beauty and the Beast where all the townspeople are, like, with the fire going to the castle?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, that might have been outside Hank Green's house.
I don't know anything about this, so.
Don't piss off the fiber people.
Okay, so is there any topic any of you would like to talk about first that has happened this week?
I mean, this whole bashing authors for using stamps is really
Oh
pissing me
my
off. Like,
gosh.
I
Did
just.
you? There was one thing where an author posted that she only will be hand signing only from now on,
That's
ever.
the one I'm talking about. It was Amber V. Nicole because she got
Yes.
bullied so hard for she was going to stamp it. She was sending out stamps, and I don't know if this was from mailing or something, to the point where her PA stepped in and said, "You know what? Like, you're going to be lucky if she signs anything anymore."
And
Like,
she's
and
only going
now
to
it's
do it
only at
at
events
signings.
now. Yeah.
And so then they were like, well, what if we can't make it to events? Like, do you see like what you're doing here? Do you see the hypocrisy? Like,
Some of that is, but some of that with her only signing at events, we talked about this in our bookish resale episode. That drives that bookish resale market. Like, if you can only get her books hand signed from events, then she's basically saying to the second hand sellers, come to the events that I'm at, you can buy my hand signed books, and then you can sell them for whatever you want.
Yeah, which is a problem that readers are causing because, it's like the whole resale and the special editions and the whatever and, like
It's
I know you guys
insane
have
what
already
some
talked
people
about
ask
that, but it's
for.
like, she has to like protect her, authors in general have to protect themselves. And it's like, if she's only going to be doing it at these events, like, I mean, I get that that's going to create its own problem, but it's like, but
But I've
this
seen
is this has
authors
come
like
to.
the people who are bitching are the ones that created this chaos. It's
Yes.
like, first off, like they were complaining that like signatures didn't match and weren't the same and like really dumb shit. It's like, do you sign your name exactly the
No.
same every
No.
single time?
But there are some authors that were saying that they will only sign books personalized, like your name. So a lot of times when I go to a
Oh, I've seen
signing,
that too. Yeah.
I just have them sign it. Because here's the deal. I have a million books, and a million books come to the house every week. And sometimes I like to pass them forward. I give them away to the community or to one of you if I know it's a book you love or something like that. So to have my name and I'm going to give it to somebody else, it feels weird. So that's why I always just have the author just sign it. But I see where that could also, again, drive that resale. I know that like H.D. Carlton, Bryn Weaver, maybe Melanie Harlow have all said like they will only personalize sign and there's lots of limiting of items. And do you remember, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago now, where Katie Robert, people were up in arms because it was a digital signature in
Yes,
a
and then they came
Lumicrate.
after her too when she started stamping.
When she started, and here's the thing, she makes a custom stamp for every event. So if it's like a book tour, it's one stamp that's being used for the whole book tour.
And then it goes on a shelf and is never used again.
Right. So she's not, I mean, that's some investment. Those stamps aren't cheap.
No, they're not.
And I really don't have an issue with a digital signature. That the Walmart edition of Shield the Sparrow by Devney Perry that had a digital signature in it. The book one of Elsie Silver's current series, Rose Hill series, that had a digital signature. Was that?
Yeah, I mean, and there are several book boxes that do digital signatures, and they tell you they're like, this
Well,
is digitally signed, especially for some of the authors who can't, who can't sign that amount of tip-in.
that's the thing. Like signing that amount of books, like your hand starts to hurt. A lot of these authors are not in the States, too. I mean, like there's a lot of authors in the UK and Australia, like all around the world. And so it's like, how are you expecting them to physically sign a book and then ship it? Because international shipping costs a freaking
Well,
fortune.
and tariffs under the Orange Menace are out of control. Jenny says Penny's Winston Brother books in the subscription box is a digital signature.
Well, and my thing is, I don't have a problem with a digital signature if I'm told ahead of time.
I don't have a problem with
I'm
it,
not
period.
mad. I'm just a little disappointed. Do you know what I mean?
And that's it's fine to be disappointed, but it's not fine to come at that author and
Oh,
be
I would
like,
never ever like do that because like what's the point aside from getting like attention?
I'm getting ready to prep a PR mailer for an author that lives in Mexico. She's not coming to Ohio to sign those books.
And
But
she's not shipping those books.
well, and so she wanted to do a signature. I told her she didn't have to, because like the Lauren Blakely book boxes that I get for PR, they're never signed.
No, a
But
lot of PR boxes aren't signed.
yeah. So this author, I said, do a digital signature, I guess, if you want to, but you don't have to.
Yeah,
It's
I mean, and I get though, I get like being disappointed in some of that or whatever, if there's something where you think you're gonna get one and you don't, like I get being disappointed, but like coming after somebody
There's no
again, like
point.
publicly and just, I don't know, I'm over it.
Yeah, it's really privilege.
Well, it's just you're a shitty human being if you're going after somebody for that. And it's like if you had somebody that you cared for and somebody like went after them, would you appreciate that? Like that's my thing is these people have zero care about what they're doing or what they're saying or how it's going to affect anybody. Like they are being obnoxious human
I
beings.
also believe in my whole heart that this comes back to what we talked about a couple weeks ago, the different kinds of readers that exist right now. Because, and there was another thread tonight about piano or about romanticy. And first of all, did you read that whole like 12 thread, Amanda?
Oh, yeah, I
Some of
did.
it felt like a little copied from my PNR article, but it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. But they talked about how it's this writing to trend, right? It's this writing for a wave, not for a genre.
Well, I think this has been a sentiment that a lot of people, especially people who read a lot of paranormal and people who have been reading fantasy for a long time before this whole romanticy thing came out. Like I think these are like points that have been floating around. And like there's a lot of people talking about it. I did see the 12 point whatever thing
Well,
today,
and there
but
was someone over on TikTok who said, who was going to tell me that the 2020 or the 2000 paranormal slaps and is amazing? And I saw a couple people stitch it and talk like we've been saying that the 2000s paranormal is way better than the romanticy stuff that you're reading right now.
And it's not the same. Paranormal is, I'm sorry, paranormal is not romanticy. Like, I'll
It's
die on this
not. They're
hill.
very different.
Sorry. It's not. And we did, you still owe them. You still
I
owe the
know, I know.
people a follow-up
I know,
Substack.
it's coming. Like it just all came out ragey when I started writing
It's
it, so
fine.
I'm
But
So you're
it
like, I'm gonna check with the group chat and make sure this is okay.
Oh, I knew it was not good, so I didn't even bother sending it to the group chat, so.
But this is also where it comes into where we're going to get in trouble with the writing to trend. This is where writing to trend is getting us in trouble, because while Fourth Wing has created a wave, and Court of Thorns and Roses is created a wave, a movement of people seeking out a higher, spicier fantasy book. Publishing saying, oh, we love these sales. Let's all slap it together. This does not create genre loyalty.
No.
Because you cannot re you can't capture that wave and do it again for every book you release. And that's something that's come up a little bit too. I'll write that one down, because we're going to come back to that about some of these trad pub books with mistakes, because there's been quite a few. But anything else about romanticism we want to talk about before we move on to something else?
I'll put it in an article soon. But yeah, it's just like I'm not saying that it's not like it is a genre, but it's specific. Like you can't take everything else and put it underneath that banner. It doesn't fit, especially, especially like 2000s paranormal, 2000s urban fantasy. They don't, it's not the same thing.
It's not.
And then people are reading it and they're getting mad. They're like, this is not romanticy. It's not. And like, so then you're creating like angry people.
You're creating angry people. You're not fulfilling genre expectations. It creates divide because those of us, think about how ragey you feel when these new to romance readers are all like, romanticy is the best genre. And then they're holding up a book that is clearly paranormal or urban fantasy. And you're like, whoa, fucker, slow down. And we're also sitting here like the grumpy old lady on the
Yeah, I
porch
know.
telling
We
everybody
are.
to not touch my grass. Because we're like, we've been here. We know these things. Pay attention to us. And I get just as frustrated when I'm scrolling through TikTok and I come across like a new bookish podcast. And they're acting like they're the ones that discovered Ice Planet Barbarians. Oh, let's be so for real, people. It's been around a minute. You are not the first to read it. Okay, so Trad Pub keeps messing up. Let's talk a little bit about this. So over the course of the last 2 weeks, and I don't know that we have actually had a conversation about it, the three of
You've
us.
been a little busy.
We have been a little busy. First of all, there was the issue with Bailey Hanna, her latest release, the book that was up on NetGalley Australia and NetGalley UK was an unedited version and an old version of the book.
Yeah, I think it was like different story, like different, like the story was different.
Yeah, it had been up for a while. Reviews were tanking. Now, speculation. Allegedly, whatever we want to say, do not come sue me, basically. Situations like this. So one of the things that can happen, whenever we download a galley from NetGalley, it very clearly in the front says this is not the final copy. Changes can be made. I had someone ask me, is it possible that what was up on Australia and the UK NetGalley, could that have been the original book? And when they saw reviews tanking down, that the author was ins decided to do a rewrite and then re-uploaded. The right copy got uploaded to the US, but no one, you have to go back and resync to NetGalley if a new copy was put up. So the question was to me, is it possible that that happens? Yes. That is a possibility. I don't know that that happened this time.
She seemed genuinely shocked that that was like. I mean, and I don't know, like whatever, but I think it was it like her PA found out like in a review that it was the wrong,
Yeah, and
like
I don't
from
know.
something in a review. I
Yeah.
don't know,
I
but
don't know this author. I don't know her PA. I have no connection to her, so I don't know. But I have seen authors who have had to do this, and then they'll blame it on a technical glitch or an editing issue or a copyright. I've seen that happen in my years. So we also have to remember that an author is a persona. You don't always get genuine everything. So I think that we can give her the benefit of the doubt that it was a mistake on the publishing end that they uploaded the wrong manuscript that was not the copy that was supposed to be uploaded. And someone said, how does Trad Pub let this happen? Well, first of all, we're all human.
Everybody makes mistakes,
Everybody makes mistakes. I blew up an email that was really important today and locked an entire group of people out of it. Like, mistakes happen. Nobody is perfect. So there's that piece. It happens. There's sometimes, if I look, so let's say one of our clients, I've read the alpha, I've done the copy edits, I've now read the final edit. Sometimes there's six or seven variants of a book in a folder on my computer. And I
And if it's not labeled very like clear that this is the final
yeah.
copy, because you figure how many authors that we've seen, like indie authors who are uploading their files to KU or Amazon, and they've accidentally uploaded an old file.
A lot of
Like
them.
it happens. And then you have to like, there's delays and stuff to get it fixed.
I said 6-7 again. I didn't mean to say
I'm
6-7
just.
again. Jenny likes to call me out on it.
Well, just ignore it. Just keep on moving. Don't acknowledge it. Just move on
See,
past.
Jenny, I can't talk about it right now. So that's a mistake that can happen. We also saw what else? Oh, so Brimstone, the latest book by Callie Hart. Apparently, there is a copy and paste chapter from, or several chapters from the first book, Quicksilver,
Oh,
in
really?
the
I didn't hear
Brimstone,
about this.
in the printed books.
Oh, just in the printed ones?
That's my understanding. I haven't heard anything about the audio, and I haven't heard anything. Well, it might have been in the ebooks, but those are quicker and easier to upload and fix, right?
Yeah,
You
because you
know,
just have to upload the new files.
right. So I don't know if it was in the ebooks. So if you guys are listening and you know it was in the ebooks, send a girl a message, let me know. I just know that there was, because then the conversation started happening. Did she use a ghostwriter? Because ghostwriters will copy and paste, you know, all this stuff. And I'm like, I don't know. And don't ask me these questions. I think everybody's an asshole and being shady. So I'm going to be like, maybe, because I believe nobody. Because I shady like that too, right? But there were issues with Brimstone. And again, forever is humans. They are humans running it. You know, did the wrong file go to print? Did they not read the
Well, but then
proof?
you have to wonder like who did the formatting? Did they? Because when I format a book, like I skim through it and like look through it to make sure that it uploaded right and like the
Yeah.
formatting is correct. And you have to make sure that like spaces and page breaks and all that stuff.
So it was, I don't know what day this was. I'm hearing that Brimstone has a lot of accidental and literal copy and pastes from Quicksilver, and it seems like it had been proofread to check for things like character mistakes and such. Oh, it hadn't been proofread. The copy and paste from Quicksilver is in the Kindle edition, but I'm reading in hardback as it arrived, and there are a few inconsistency and errors. So it doesn't look like it was in the hardback. It was more in the ebook. There's a paragraph from Quicksilver, like five sentences copied and pasted into Brimstone. So there's that.
Well,
But was it on
okay.
purpose?
Yeah, I'm gonna say that could have been on purpose because in a fantasy book, when you are like going into other books, like I know authors who will say the same thing to reiterate something that is happening in this world or something that is to do with world building or even something about a character. That's not out of
My
pocket.
understanding is this felt very out of place.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that would be
Like the
different because we
POV
haven't
was
read.
incorrect and stuff like
None
that.
of us
So
have read these
yeah,
two
so I
books.
can't. Yeah. Yeah.
I think there was a whole chapter too, Janellen. I don't know. Because
It's just
again,
what
this
we
is
hear in the
not a
Wild Wild
couple of
West.
books. First of all, I did
Yeah.
try to read a couple paragraphs of Quicksilver when it first released. When it first released for Forever, after it had been indie released and Forever bought it. And it made me ragey because it did not get an edit.
Oh.
And I'm so sick of this. I am so sick of indie books getting picked up by publishers
And them not
that are
like looking at
fairly
them.
decent stories, but really could use a true professional edit. Not that the author didn't, but Callie Hart, that was her debut.
Well,
And
her debut romanticism, she's written other
oh, has
books.
she written other
Yeah.
books?
Yeah, she has a whole like dark,
But
like I think
why
Hockey or
wasn't
something.
But why
But why
wasn't
wasn't it looked at? Like, that's
proofread?
my thing. Like, if it's a book that's already published, but you're buying the book, like, you need to like edit it before you re-release it.
Well, I mean, I think these publishers are just buying popular books and they're just turning around and putting them into print.
A
Like,
thousand
that's really
percent they
what they're
are.
doing.
100%. Like, it's just ridiculous, though.
And then we talked about a little bit in Discord, and Jen Ellen brought up the line from the Elsie Silver arc that is going around right now. Nothing's been addressed with it. I hope beyond hope that someone is going to go in and do an edit on this, because this book is, it's 6 months early, right? So there's time. The author was talking about skin color,
Yeah, it's not
and
good.
it was not well done, and it was offensive to many people of color. And it blew up over on Threads.
Everywhere. It blew up everywhere.
And we all know, and anytime I talk anything critical about Elsie Silver, I get a million emails. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan. I don't love her books, but I saw this on Monday night, Tuesday before I left town, right? And yes, we had the holiday. Elsie is Canadian. She did not have the holiday. But her publisher is a US stateside publisher, so, with the holiday. But her fan base, I think that's part of the reason I struggle with her. Her fan base is rabid, and they are quick to come to her defense. Nothing she does is incorrect. And here are people of color telling you, and the excerpt read, "Mischievous looking little blonde boy, hair nearly white with a tan so dark that his knees almost appeared dirty." And many people of color said, "Whoa, that's not good." And this, it's Court's next chapter was the Instagram that I think she described it really well, because she got a bunch of messages from people of color who said, "I can't imagine how she'd describe a black child. I was verbally attacked in high school by a boy who screamed at me that my skin was dirty. And a white grandmother used to try and scrub the brown off my neck until it was literally raw." And in a moment right now where race is being used to divide us, right? With immigration, politics, right now, everything, I think that we have to be just a little more careful with our word choices. And I hope that they will fix this. I hope they will take it out. But if they don't, then I will have lost any respect I had for what this author accomplished. So, and that's my opinion on that. Who's her trad deal with? Her trad deal is with Atria, which is a division of Simon and Schuster. And this is a fully trad book. This is her first fully trad title. So, it would have had more scrutiny editorial wise. And other people had brought it up. There were issues with Wild Side, with the
With the
Lalichicha,
wrestler.
with the wrestler. And some cultural appropriation. They felt she took some liberties. But again, you're afraid to say anything because her fandom are not nice.
They're very intense.
Okay. Next thing. No, this is not Atria's first big release. Atria has been around a long time. They've had Colleen Hoover.
Yeah, they've had a lot.
This is just
I feel like they were like not in the limelight for a minute. I think this is their first big one in a little while.
So another thing that came up with TradPub is, for the first time, Sourcebooks beat out one of the big five. They cracked
Really?
profits higher than the big five. There was a big write-up in Publishers Weekly. Here's what we need to know about this, though. Sourcebooks is not a truly independent small press. And people don't talk about this. So 51% of Sourcebooks is owned by Penguin Random House. And part of the reason for that is because they cannot afford their own print press and warehouse space. And it's the
Oh,
same
yeah.
thing with Entangled Red Tower.
Yeah.
They are owned 51% by Macmillan because all paperbacks are produced by the big houses because they have the presses,
Yeah.
which, and the warehouse space. And the that's why, like, when somebody says, "Oh, I got a deal at Podium," I question how they're going to get distribution because a small indie press like Podium actually uses an Ingram press. They don't own their own press, and they aren't selling their 51 stake to Macmillan, to Simon and Schuster, or someone like that. So that is and that caveat was not mentioned in that article at all.
Oh no, I didn't read the whole thing. I read like
It
the
was not
top.
mentioned.
I missed that one, so
So that, because there's other like Book Couture, which is a newer on the scene digital imprint. They were recently majority share was recently purchased by Hachette, and so now Book Couture will get a 25 books a year will get full print runs instead of print on demand. Which takes me to my next topic because I see this becoming a big topic over the course of the next couple days. I have not watched it yet. We do not have HBO Max yet. And really, I don't have time for TV right now. I would rather take a nap. But
You take a nap anyway.
stop hating on the naps, Leah.
Just saying.
I am a better person because I nap.
I know you do like a good nap.
Okay, so did anybody here watch Heated Rivalry, which is based on the Rachel Reid series?
We've been binging Stranger Things
Okay.
we
From
yeah
season
we we
one.
were we've been watching Stranger Things.
Okay.
But
The
yeah, I
girl
mean, it
child was
also.
introduced, so that is all we watched besides the football game
Oh,
since
yeah.
last night.
Yeah. But I've seen it everywhere. Like, I've seen everybody
Oh,
talking about
it
it,
is
but yeah,
all over the place.
I haven't watched it, but I haven't read the books either, and I'm one of those people who likes to read the books first, so
Well,
it'll
let's
probably be a
talk
while
about the books
before.
it's very popular right now, so you're
And
not
it's
going to be
also,
reading it.
yes, my brain is like, nope.
Let's talk about the books first. Okay, first of all, if you remember when we did our fanfic episode, we actually talked about these books in Rachel Reid because these books came out of her Winter Soldier Captain America fanfics.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, so that's where we start.
That's
That was her
right.
start. That's what led to these hockey books. Now, these books are published by Carina Press, which is a division of HarperCollins.
Yes.
And Carina Press started out as a digital-only imprint. And authors had to meet certain sales goals before paperbacks would have been printed. They also did not print them. The first print was not in trade or hardback. It's mass market.
Yeah.
So,
That's right.
initially, this was supposed to be a Canadian channel series. There were no talks, and this series has been in the works for like 4 or 5 years that the
Yeah,
rights
it's
were
been a while.
purchased. Sorry, it was me. I dropped something. I kicked the sticker bucket thing. It fell over, made a crash. And Mike looked at me. Anyway, okay, so first of all, Carina Press is a digital-only imprint. And I don't know, can you look up for me when these books were published?
Yeah, I got it.
No, you got it. Okay.
And then does one of you want to look on Marketplace as to when these rights sold? This was supposed to be only a Canadian series. There was no plan for this to be
This says 2023, but I don't think that's right.
For when the books came out.
Yeah. Well, because Heated Rivalry is book two.
Right. No, The Long Game out is, which is the sequel to Heated
Book
Rider,
one
came
was
out 2020.
2018.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
2019 to 2020. So this TV rights, because I'm trying to look to see who owns the TV rights.
I'm trying to see, and it's like not wanting to tell
Oh,
me.
I wonder if they re-edited and re-released because book three, according to this, is 2020. So they had to have done something.
Yeah.
So it says that Jacob Tierney, who produced this for Crave in Canada, reached out to Rachel Reed in the summer of 2023.
Okay.
So it's not
But this
been
was
quite.
Crave, which is kind of like my understanding for Canadian people, and please correct me if I'm wrong. Crave is kind of like a Lifetime,
Hallmark-ish.
Hallmark-ish, Sky
That's what I heard
TV
somebody
kind of.
say.
Like, it's not, we're not talking like Netflix Canadian for Crave. It's a step up from Passionflix.
Yeah.
But
Maybe, I
it's.
mean, Zoe York was talking about it a lot. If you want like more information, she goes into like the breakdown on like what it compares to and like other series that they've done. On her threads, but I can't remember. I want to say maybe somebody said Hallmark, but I don't know if it was her.
Okay, so Game Changers was purchased in 2019. So these books were published 2020, 2021 for a digital-only imprint. You had to meet certain sales in order to get paperbacks, right? And now, Heated Rivalry published March 25, 2019. So this is the height of Karina Press, where it was digital only. It would have then gone to mass market. I know for a while they gave people trade size for here and there, but for top sellers and not for a whole series. People are
Up in
angry
arms.
because Karina Press did not do a huge book launch. Like, so we'll start to see this month, beginning of next month, as we're getting season four of Bridgerton come out. Like, we'll see all the Bridgerton books with the new Netflix cover coming out, being present. You'll see them on end caps because that's a planned marketing push, right? That was not what this book was supposed to do on Crave. This was like, this guy was trying to be like, I like this book. I think this will make great TV. I'm going to make this series. And Karina Press was not prepared for it to be on HBO. And I think it was only announced like 10 days ago that HBO grabbed it.
It might have been last month, so maybe a
A
month
month?
at the
But a
most. It has
month
not
is not
been.
enough time to plan out a full print run of a five book series.
Yeah, and I mean, and a lot of the talk I heard was that they didn't have, covers to match,
Right.
this series. I mean, and that takes a minute. It's
Right.
not like you
No, because if
are
they have
re
right.
cover designers that they use, they're scheduled out like for what,
Yes.
like it's not like, hey, I need this cover done. Can you squeeze it in? Like there's a process to a cover.
So
Like,
Crave
I
is the
mean,
exclusive home for HBO in Canada.
well, I looked it up. It's like a streaming service and they have like Crave Originals and then like,
Okay.
but they show
Oh, okay.
like
So it's an
other
actual.
shows
Okay.
too. It's kind of like Netflix in the sense
But
of like
it's
what I found at
Canadian
least.
only. Okay.
HBO announced its acquisition of the show on November 19th.
That's what I was just
So,
looking up.
less than 2 weeks, HBO is like, hey, we're going to launch this in 2 weeks. That is not enough time.
Well, but it was only announced in like the official announcement for Crave was June of 2025. So
So here's what I'm saying, people. Let's give some grace to the publishers that, sorry, the books aren't out there. And then I do know that there is one book on right sale for right now for $1.99.
it's book
There's
one.
another book on sale for $2.99, and then there's a $5.99, and then another book is $13.99. And people are getting up in arms about the ebook prices because the paperbacks aren't available. Again, it's a
But
holiday
it's trad
weekend.
pub, but it's also trad
But
pub
even
too.
if they wanted to do something like that, It's a holiday weekend.
Nobody's working.
They had no idea. Like, the number of people who are not in Romancelandia that watched Heated Rivalry, Darcy. Do you guys ever watch Darcy on Instagram or TikTok?
So
Darcy
Heated
and Jer?
Rivalry is $5.99 right now.
Yeah, and book one is $1.99.
Yeah.
Right. Well, so like
And they
he.
tier up from there.
Yeah.
Well,
Which.
so Darcy Michael, that is on TikTok and he's on Instagram too and
Okay.
Facebook. He watched the first two episodes and he's like, this is delightful. Went and bought book one and read it. And then he made a TikTok where he was beet fucking red and he's like, I will never look at my mother the same way because she's constantly saying she's just going to sit on the couch and read her romance books. And if this is what my mother is reading, we cannot. We cannot anymore. And then it's the whole, why are you holding out on me? Why didn't anyone tell me to read this? Again, Carina Press, I don't think was prepared for how rabid people
Well,
were going to
but
be
and
for
the fact that
this.
it's a holiday weekend, like I can't tell you how many like were out of like the office for this like chunk of
Yeah.
time replies I got the past week.
Oh my gosh, Letterkenny director is who did Heated Rivals or
Yeah,
Heated
that's
Rivalry.
the guy
Really?
whose name
I
I
love
just
me some
mentioned.
Letterkenny.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love Letterkenny? So again, let's just before we're like quick to get to our keyboards and complain that you can't find a paperback of this book for this
Nine times out of
series.
ten, they don't exist.
They don't exist.
And I did see somebody had shared, like Rachel Reed was sharing on her stories to stay tuned. So I think it's going to be something that gets turned around pretty quickly. I don't know. She didn't give any kind of dates or any kind of
I'm
specifics, but
sure
she's
that,
just like, stay tuned.
and I'm sure they're doing something now that it has blown up, but it, or it might have been something has been in the works, but
Okay,
like the
wait.
timing was not great.
We might have to fire Bonnie. This is going to be a sad
Why?
moment. She doesn't
Why?
like Letterkenny.
I don't know what that
She's
is, so.
Canadian though, so
But it's
I don't
like.
know what that is, so.
It's a
What?
show about
It's so
some
funny.
people.
Did
I
you know
don't
they have a like
watch.
a spin-off called Shorzy?
I don't watch TV unless my husband's watching it. Like, I
It's
read while he watches whatever he's watching, and sometimes it
real
aligns with what
funny.
I want to watch, and sometimes it doesn't.
It's real
I'm a
funny.
little
I haven't
worried now
watched
about
Shorzy, but
Bonnie.
Letterkenny I love.
It's on Hulu Disney. You should watch it. It's
And
hilarious.
then report back, Amanda,
Report
I know
back
that's not
on
gonna
Ear
happen.
Fired for tonight. So anyway, yes. Heated Rivalry. I bet we'll see those ebooks covers change in the next week.
Well, but they're already like adorable, like illustrated.
Yeah.
I think people are looking for them to match, like
Yeah.
like that Anne Hathaway book, like when they changed those to
Well,
match
when
the
they
movie.
change it
People
to
are
match the
looking to look,
TV,
they
yeah.
want those guys on the cover.
Yeah.
But they're cute.
Oh, her covers are adorable, but I do think we will see As Seen on HBO, little circle
And
coming. And then I think there will be some print runs. So pay attention. It will happen. But seriously, bef
there are somewhat of faces.
I get really frustrated, and we talk about this before. People who don't know the ins and the outs of publishing that take to TikTok, take to Threads, take to Instagram, and are an authority. And one of the people I saw was Adriana Herrera was complaining, like, come on, Carina Press, come on, HarperCollins, you should have had a better plan. If they didn't own the TV rights, okay, if Rachel Reed
They
retained
have
her
like no
right,
idea.
she might not have necessarily communicated it because, again, it was only going to be on the Canadian TV. And no publisher is going to do a print exclusive for Canada. You know what I mean? Anyway, okay, so that's for that one. What else is next? Oh, somebody brought up newsletters.
What about
Sue
newsletters?
put author newsletters promoting several author friends. One is tolerable, but it's getting ridiculous. I think she's talking about like newsletter swaps where there's multiple swaps within one newsletter. Some authors do it well, some don't.
Well, but it also depends on how many newsletters you're getting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a factor too, because I mean, I don't know.
I will
I don't
say
mind it. It doesn't bother
some
me.
authors need to go through and clean up their newsletter list because I got like three newsletters from one author and it was the exact same newsletter, but it was multiple days in a row.
Well, my problem is like I use
To the
70
same
different
email
email. Oh, I
address.
use 70
Oh.
different emails.
No, it was the same email to the same email address
Oh.
multiple days in a row.
That's
Like
annoying.
my thing is go clean that shit up. Like you are wasting your money, authors,
Yeah.
because like you're sending more emails than you need to be.
Yeah.
And you're spending so much money doing it.
Okay. So we'll make this the last thing unless somebody gives us something in the chat. Or did one of you have something that came to your mind?
I'm like a
No,
blank, like.
we talked about mine. That was really the only, I haven't been on Threads too much the past few days, but the stamp
I had
issue
like
was my real
16
only
hours in the
one.
car back and forth. I spent a
Yeah,
lot of times on it.
I haven't had a lot of time for anything
Also, I
recently.
was shocked. This is gross, but the roadkill in Tennessee is not like the roadkill in Ohio.
It's different everywhere, and I can tell you that we did our cross-country trip, and there are donkeys in New Mexico. Just they get hit all the time and they're on the side of the road. You have to get donkey insurance. I had to look it up. Yeah.
Interesting. There was a bear.
Oh yeah, that's
And I'm
not
like,
uncommon.
what? Okay, not in
I'm
Ohio.
curious to see what the
Okay.
vehicle that hit the bear looks
It was just
like.
a little one, so.
Oh, that's even
Okay,
worse.
I'm sorry. Breaking your hearts here. Okay, so this is my yearly end of year rant that I need to say because I did do a Substack on Goodreads. I promise to get back to Substack sometime in the next week. I promise, because I have thoughts. But
Oh, the Goodreads
the
Awards and how
Goodreads
they're
Awards
stupid.
are, it's a marketing thing. It is between
They're so
publishers and
obnoxious.
Goodreads and Amazon. It's algorithm driven. It really has nothing
Idiot
to
driven.
do with the quality of the book or if the book was really outstanding. It has to do with how many people read it, have it on their want to read shelves, its number of reviews. The one thing that I did share over on Substack is you can see when an author is pouring money or a publisher is pouring money into a book. It tells you statistics like where it started out, how many have added it to shelves and up and up and up.
Well,
Also,
because you figure if there's any giveaways, it's automatically added to your want to read.
So this is a way to see, especially if it's an older book. So I had to teach this, I had to learn this to somebody. So there was an Elsie Silver book. I think it was Flawless. It was after they had just acquired them. The release had happened, or no, it was the first book in this Rose Hill series. The release happens, the book is going along. Next thing you know, you get an email that a book on your shelf is available for a giveaway. And you go and look, and they're giving away 50 more copies, but the book's already been out for like 90 days. Why are you doing 50 more copies now? And that is to push the algorithm, to push the sales, to push people to create buzz. It's marketing. It has nothing to do. And it's also, if sales aren't being met, if the publisher's looking at sales and they're kind of plateauing and they're not meeting certain sales goals, they will then repush the book with lots of giveaways. So look at the number of books they're giving away in a giveaway.
I did see that with somebody recently, and I didn't know that that was like a push. It, I mean, which it makes sense. I just didn't even think about it, but it was a book that had been out and they were doing more giveaways. And I was like, what?
Yeah, it's because the book is either plateauing or it's not meeting sales expectations
Gotcha.
and a marketing way to help push it
Or you get
more.
the email, you didn't win this giveaway, but there's another chance for you. I don't go back.
So there's that piece, and then the other piece that goes into that is as we are seeing these best of lists coming from popular media. So I imagine there, because People Magazine has been pushing romance books this year, I imagine there'll be an article in People Magazine. I imagine there'll be an article in Rolling Stone. I imagine Variety will have an article. We know that Washington Post will. We know that the New York Times will. Look at the authorship of the article. Oftentimes, these are guest authors at the publication, meaning it was written by a romance author or an agent or a publicist at a romance house, meaning they are going to promote the books they read. And authors aren't reading across the entire genre if they're going to recommend the books that they blurbed, or the books that are their friends, or the books that are on their same publishing label, because those are the ones they've been instructed to do. It's also going to be books that are someone they share an agent with. Because again, reading is political. All things are political. Those lists are very political. You have to be very careful. They're curated. They are not true synopsis. So, and I say this too, because we have many authors that listen. Authors, look to your readers. What are they putting on their best of lists? Those are the ones that should matter. Who cares if your name is mentioned in New York Times? There's an author out here crying every time she has a release and a week later doesn't make New York Times. And literally, I have blocked this author. I want to stab her every time her name comes up. Because it's like you are going into your Facebook group and crying to your readers because they didn't buy enough of your book. Let's be so for real. Because people are struggling to heat their houses right now. And you just took a $20,000 Walt Disney World vacation, but we should be feeling sorry for you. She's also using like the fact that her dad died as a ploy to help her sell books, because her heroes are also members of the Dead Dad Club. And as someone whose dad has died, I don't love that. Not cool. Thank you very much.
No, I didn't hear that one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Let me send you the TikTok. Anyway.
I can't, I won't be able to.
Well, you know, I download them for you
Oh, that's
and then
right.
I send them to you. Because I want you to be as ragey as I am.
Honestly, you don't even need to watch it. You just need to hear about it, and that's more than
Yeah.
enough.
Anyway, okay. I think that's it. Does anybody else have anything else before we finish this up?
No, not tonight.
Not tonight.
It was
Okay.
a slow week on my social media game.
Just don't let me spend 16 hours in a car back to back.
Well, you didn't
Bad
really have a
things happen.
choice.
We didn't. It's fine. Okay. Okay, guess what time it is?
It's that time.
It's that
It's that
time
time
for
for Book
Book
of
of
the
the
Week. Book of the Week time. Amanda, what's your Book of the Week?
Week. Okay, so my book of the week, as we have been taught, we had our brief conversation about romanticism and what it is and what it is not. This book is 100% romanticy. It's Our Vicious Oaths by N.E. Davenport. It was one of my most anticipated reads of the year, and it definitely delivered. There is world building, but it is not the main focus. The main focus is the couple, Kadisha and Malachi. This book pops in the first 10%, and it continues to pop the whole time.
Well, they're horny.
So, like the Huntsman
Yeah.
in Fae.
Oh.
Like, this is very, very much the Huntsman, but Fae. They are enemies. It
I'm gonna
is,
read that.
you need to read it. And it's not a cliffhanger. This stands
I totally
alone.
bought the book that you sent us the
Did
other
you
day.
see? Yeah.
It's so
It
pretty. Like
is.
I did, but I will be reading it too.
But it, and it stands alone. Like, they could go off and do like sequels and whatever, but this one, they end up together.
There's no
It, you can
Cliffy. You
stop
sold me on
reading after
that.
this book and not feel like you were unsatisfied. She could spin off into other characters. She could do another book with this couple, but this book, it's a true standalone. I would 100% classify this as romanticy. It is focused on the couple. It pops early, it pops often, and there's like lots of things going on. There are like these kind of dragon-like creatures that they ride. They're almost like she has like a group of like her and her warriors. She's the princess, and they're basically like Valkyries
Interesting.
situation. Like
Ooh.
it's amazing. Like
I
highly
love all of
recommend.
these things that you're saying.
Highly
Okay, what
recommend.
was it again? What was the
It's Our Vicious Oaths
Okay.
by N.E. Davenport.
Okay. Okie doke. Leo, what was your book of the week?
So my book of the week is The Lust Crusade by Joe Segura. It is about it's brother's best friend. She is traveling to Greece. So the hero is actually presumed dead. Which that's not a spoiler, but we find out he is not dead. Also not a spoiler, because I mean, read the blurb, people. But it is so Theo is a He was an, is an archaeologist. He works in a museum, and he had left the States to go to Greece, and then he disappeared. And so Daniela, she goes to Greece to like feel closer to him and kind of get closure, but she books a silver singles tour instead of a regular singles tour. So we meet this adorable, like, older gentleman who, like, she befriends on
Cute.
the tour. And he's so sweet. He's a widower and, like, talks about how much he loved his wife and all these things. But yeah, so she is like 20, 30 to 40 years younger than everybody on the tour. And, but
That's
it's
cute.
so it is pushed as Romancing the Stone meets Indiana Jones. And it definitely has both of those vibes because honestly, once the book starts, it doesn't, it has like a little bit of a buildup, but it works really well. It doesn't start slow. It just like she's introducing the character. But then when we find Theo and then it goes from there, like it moves very fast. Like it's very good, very well done. He is so smart, but such a dumbass at the same time. So they both have had feelings for each other for a while and like they were moving forward, then he saw something that he did not realize was not what he was supposed, like what was happening, and then he schlepped off to Greece and disappeared for a year.
Okay.
Again, dumbass. But it's fun. Like it's funny. There's sweet moments, there's funny moments, but it definitely like Romancing the Stone meets Indiana Jones. It definitely like it those are very appropriate like tags.
Okay, next week though, Leah, we need a review on Holiday Hostage.
Okay.
I
What is
found
that?
it's a why choose holiday romance
But
age
they're all like older, so it's like a big age gap.
big age gap called Holiday Hostage.
They're all
Yeah.
older than her.
Yeah,
Oh
it's an,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Here, I'll
Yeah.
show you the cover. Hold on a second.
That's not going to be for me.
No, it's not for
It's
you.
not an Amanda book,
But
but
I actually saw it. I
yeah.
was like, "Mike, look, it's a Christmas kidnapping book."
Is
Like
that like
they're
three versions of Wander? What
I
is
think
that?
so.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice. It looks a little AI,
It's an
actually.
age gap military reverse harem Christmas romance.
Right. And I said to
Oh.
Michael, I was like, look, I found Leah a Christmas book. And Michael's like, I'm a little scared of Leah.
No, he's
He's
not.
not.
When your Alaskan adventure turns into a hostage crisis and your rescuers look like they stepped out of your dirtiest Christmas fantasy.
Come on, tell me this book is not for
Say no
Leah.
more.
Tell
Yep.
me this book is not for Leah.
I
Okay.
know it really
What's your
is.
book of the week, Becky?
Not what I want for Christmas. This is a festive why choose Omegaverse romance.
Oh.
Instead of spending the holiday alone, Holly goes to spend them with her best friend and her family at their ranch. Problem is, Holly has always been attracted to her friend's brother Clay, despite her not wanting to be with alphas. Add in two sexy pack mates for some extra heat. The characters are great. The guys are all different. They all care for her different ways.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, they each have like their own different thing, and Holly balances all of them out together. I highly recommend it. I am kind of in a
Who's
little
it by?
Who's the author? Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, you told us the book, but you did not tell us the author.
You want me to? I'll look it up if you want me to.
Was I supposed to tell you the author?
I mean, that's usually kind of the point of Book of the
Not
Week.
what I want for Christmas.
KNOT.
It is Hannah Hayes.
Yes. Hannah Hayes.
Oh, that cover is super cute.
I'm gonna look it up
Isn't
now
it
too.
cute?
It
It'll
is
be on our
cute.
on the
I
shelf
love the
show
colors.
notes and on
Yeah.
our socials. It's a little illustrated cover. It's really cute. And the guys look different. You know how sometimes we get the Omegaverse
Oh, that is
covers
cute.
and all the guys look exactly the same?
Yeah.
These
Well, and you can tell from the picture they have very different
Very
personalities.
different.
Yeah.
It's really cute. I'm kind of really loving Omegaverse right now. Also, congratulations.
Nice.
Did everyone see Catherine Moon got a Bloom deal for her?
Oh, I did not.
Yes, she got
Yay.
a Bloom deal. So she's got some cool stuff coming her way from
That's
Bloom.
very exciting for
That's
her.
awesome. And she was so nice when we had her on. So,
She was. And she blew our minds as
and she
well.
blew our
Yes.
minds. Okay. Patreon update. Welcome to new Patreon member Maggie. We are so glad to have you here. Lots of people are celebrating anniversaries from November and December, and I haven't mentioned them yet. We will do it on next week's episode or maybe the week. We'll get to it, I promise. Okay, and don't forget to join us Wednesday night. We're back this Wednesday night for Sip and Discuss. We're talking about Holiday Unscripted by Natasha Madison. Make sure you follow us on socials at Buzzing About Romance. And if you love this episode, leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. Your support keeps us bringing you all the romance stuff and chaos. Anyway, thank you everyone for understanding this week how we had to adjust. We are making some announcements on some changes we're going to make after the first of the year. Wednesday episodes are going to look a little different. We're going to go down to 2 book reviews a month, and then we'll still be here every Wednesday night. We're just going to shake it up a little bit. We might talk about television or movies. We might bring an author on and do a live interview with an author. It might look a little different after the first of the year, but we promise it'll be romance book fun and probably mostly unhinged. You know,
I mean, that's why people keep coming back.
That's right. That's right. Thank you everyone for hanging out and joining me tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Until next time.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.